Hi there. The word for you today is on the grace to handle it. In James 4 verse 6 we read, He gives more grace. Nancy and Ed Huntsinger were at church rehearsing for the Christmas program when their home burned down. And it wasn't their first tragedy that year. 3 months earlier, when a friend, a widow with two teenagers, died of cancer, the Huntsingers took her kids to live with them as part of their family. So when their house was destroyed that day, it wasn't just their home they lost, it was home to two kids who'd already lost their parents. The following week, as they sifted through the ashes, they found a slip of paper that survived the fire, and on it they read these words, Contentment, colon, realizing God has already provided everything we need for our present happiness. The Bible says God gives you more grace when you walk through fiery trials. One Bible teacher says, and I quote, Our perspective changes when we catch a glimpse of the purpose of Christ. Take that away, and it's nothing more than a bitter, terrible experience. Suffering comes in many forms, but His grace is always there to carry us beyond it. I've endured a sufficient number of trials to say without hesitation that only Christ's perspective can replace resentment with rejoicing. Jesus is the central piece of suffering's puzzle. If we fit Him into place, the rest begins to make sense. Donovan Leary writes, and again I quote, When life blindsides us and the diagnosis, abuse, foreclosure, broken marriage, death, or financial collapse brings us to our knees, grace says there's more love after infidelity, more joy after the diagnosis, and more life after financial ruin. Grace is real, an indomitable gift with the power to change your life. But it comes with one condition, like any gift. You have to reach out and take it.